我哋今日会开始睇哥林多后书。This morning we will start studying 2 Corinthians， 系讲关于有勇气面对我哋人生嘅困难。And it's about having boldness to go and meet the challenges of life. 今日开始睇哥林多后书。And this morning we will start studying from the book of 2 Corinthians. 那后书同埋前书好唔同。2 Corinthians and 1 Corinthians are very different. 前书保罗就系好有系统，系教导，系指正一啲嘅错误，矫正一啲嘅错误喺哥林多教会。And in 1 Corinthians, Paul was very systematic teaching, and he was also correcting a lot of problems that they had in the church in Corinth. 因为佢系矫正呢啲问题，呢啲错，啲人听到嘅时候心里边难过。And because he's correcting their problems, their hearts were sad. 如果人哋指出你嘅错，你开唔开心 ？And if somebody points out your faults, are you happy about that？我哋个都唔想改变啊嘛 ，and we don't like change, you know. So, 如果人哋矫正我哋嘅错误，我哋会唔舒服。You know, if somebody points out something you've done wrong, you know, it makes you feel sad inside, you know. 咁啊，但系圣经叫我哋爱中说实话。But the Bible teaches us to speak the truth in love. 我有时讲你错喺爱心里边。But to say to somebody, you know, you're wrong, is sometimes hard to swallow. 咁所以，保罗写咗第一本书之后，佢就系收咗呢个信息，就有啲难过。But the church, after they received this letter, some of them were very sad. 佢有啲就系悔改，开始求神改变。And some of them started to change and asked the Lord to change them. 但另外一班人咧，就系好好唔开心，就更加挑战保罗。保罗系唔系使徒，我就挑战佢。But others got even mad, and they started to challenge: Is Paul even an apostle? Who's here to tell me what to do? 所以保罗就再写后书，要安慰佢，同埋系澄清佢使徒嘅身份。And so Paul wrote 2 Corinthians to comfort the church and also to clear up the matter about his apostleship, that he truly is the apostle. 那上个星期啊 ，Pete 牧师同我哋分享，佢一家人七月份就要翻美国定居。And last week, Pastor Pete shared with the church, you know, that they've decided that in July they're going to be moving back to the United States. 可能好多人听到呢个信息，都系心里边难过。And maybe many of you heard this message and your hearts are very sad. And say that could it out. You can't bear to have them leave. 因为系认识咁多年有好朋友，又唔想佢离开，系咪 ？Because after so many years, they're friends, and we don't want them to go, right? 咁我听到会觉得，哎呀，唔知点形容嘅，心里边系心粒粒。Some up up, my love love up up, and in your heart you just have this sadness in your heart. It's a feeling inside. You say, "Oh no, how can that be?" 我觉得有啲似所罗门喺传道书里边，所以我会睇哥林多后书，但系先想讲一讲呢个传道书第三章一至八节。I think it's similar to what King Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we're going to study from 2 Corinthians, but I want to just start out with this passage from Ecclesiastes. 可能你好熟悉呢个经文 and maybe you're very familiar with this passage. 有啲人系用嚟做一个歌嘅 and some people use this to put in songs. 咁系传道书第三章第一节到第八节 and it's Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 to 8.这个传道书说凡事都有定期天下万物万物都有定时 To everything there is a season A time for every purpose under heaven 生有时死有时栽种有时拔出所栽种的也有时 A time to be born A time to die A time to plant And a time to pluck what is planted撒裂有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时。A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. 哭有时，笑有时，哀动有时，跳舞有时。A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. 抛砖石头有事，堆聚石头有事，围抱有事，不围抱有事。A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. 寻找有事，失落有事，保守有事，舍弃有事。A time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away. 撕裂有事，缝补有事，静默有事，言语有事。A time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak. 喜爱有事，恒护有事，争战有事，和好有事。A time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. 所罗门王好有智慧，知道人生有好多不同的时段。King Solomon was very wise, and he knew that in life there are many different times that we go through in life. 有时就是要来，有时要分离。And sometimes we need to come, sometimes we need to separate. 但有时是面对这些事都会有困难挑战。And sometimes as we face some of these things, it's difficult and we have challenges. 有时会觉得不知怎么做。And sometimes we wonder, how are we going to face it? How are we going to do it?所以是觉得人生都是有喜怒哀乐。You know, in life we face all these different emotions, the whole spectrum of them. 过唔到教会，佢被保罗指出佢嘅错，又悲哀又恼怒。And so the church in Corinth, as Paul points out some of the things that need correcting, then they receive this letter. Some are sad and some are mad. 所以保罗再写信就要安慰。And so Paul sent another letter to comfort and to explain.
但是保罗呢就是给我们一个很清楚一个的信息。
I think Paul has given us a very clear message here.
爱中说实话，有时对方未必是受得起。
That when we're speaking the truth in love, sometimes the other person may not be able to receive it.
但是都要说。But you still need to tell. 因为如果他是接受，他悔改，是和好，是好事，可以安慰。但如果他拒绝，这个是他和神之间的事。
Then if he receives correction, and he repents, and you can comfort, and you can be reunited, that's great. But if he rejects the correction, and he gets mad, and he walks away, that's between him and God.
所以我们看哥林多后书，我们今天会看一至七节。第一章第一至七节，不过先我想先读一至三节啊。
So we're going to look in 2 Corinthians, 哥林多后书chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to be studying from verses 1 to 7, but I want to first read verses 1 to 3.
哥林多后书第一章第一节，奉神旨意作基督耶稣使徒的保罗和弟兄提摩太，写信给在哥林多神的教会，并亚该亚偏处的众圣徒。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in Acadia.
愿因为平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父。愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort.
我们一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，你就是慈悲的父，有怜悯的神。你是明白我们的需要。有时我们心里面面对困难挑战，有时我们难过伤心，你都明白，你都知道。我们求主特别今天向我们每一个人讲说话，开解我们的心，安慰我们的。我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
在这里看到神，即是保罗讲到神是一个 安慰人的神。So here you see Paul is saying that God is the Father of comfort. The God of comfort. 他说神是发慈悲的父。And he says that God is the Father of mercies. 神是我们天上的父亲。And God is God the Father. He is our Father. 作为父亲他有权威。And as our Father, he has authority.所以父神是圣洁 and the Father is holy 他是审判罪恶 he needs to judge sin 他希望我们跟他一样圣洁 and he wants us to be holy 但是我们有罪 but we have sin 所以我们跟神因为我们的罪是分开 and because of our sin we are separated from God罪恶是令到我们没办法接触神 and because of sin it's impossible for us to have fellowship with God 所以神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督 and so God sent his son Jesus Christ to come 他为我们赎罪 and he paid the penalty for our sins 我们信耶稣就可以得到神的怜悯 and as we believe in Jesus Christ we receive the mercy of God因为信耶稣，神就不审判我们的罪。And because we believe in Jesus Christ, God does not punish our sin. 因耶稣的死，我们的罪可以得宽恕。And because of the sacrifice and the death of Jesus Christ, we can have forgiveness of our sins. 是神就不将应该得到的惩罚给你。God does not give you the judgment that he should give you. 反而因为惩罚了耶稣，神就给恩典你。And it's because God judged his son Jesus Christ, God now gives you grace. 这个就是得到神的怜悯。And that is receiving the mercy of God. 我们要先悔改，跟着可以得到神的怜悯。And so we must first repent, and then we can receive mercy. 不悔改就没办法得到神的救恩 and if you don't repent, there's no way to receive the grace of God. 那这里说神是发慈悲的父 and so here it says that God is the Father of mercies. 那说到发慈悲就是什么意思 so what does it mean to be the Father of mercies? 说这个希腊文的字呢就是我不想出丑所以不发明 Orchtermos, something like that. I can't pronounce it. It's Orchtermos. I've got some Greek scholars among us, so I better be quiet.
咁但係個意思就係可以話可憐嘅同情心嘅，或者係有關心。
And so it can be take pity or have sympathy and compassion on those who are in suffering.
有個感同身受、體諒。諒解義情
It can be empathy, identifying with the person that's suffering, understanding.
或者可以話係有同理心
And so we talk about empathy, having empathy.
當你悔改，耶穌就洗乾淨你嘅罪。
When you repent of your sins, Jesus comes in your heart and he forgives your sins.
耶稣就怜悯你 and Jesus has mercy on you. 怜悯就是可以说指一个站在对方的立场切身处地思考
And so having mercy you could say standing in the place of the other person and thinking about what they're going through.
是能够体会别人的情绪和想法
It's being that ability to understand what the other person is feeling and thinking
是理解他的立场和感受
So knowing his position and feelings at that time
能够在从他的角度去处理他的问题
and being able to come from his perspective to look at the problems and handle the problems
你可以简单说神是怎样神是明白了解你的感受和你的经历
So put it all in simple terms God understands what you're going through he understands what you're feeling and thinking about
虽然神不喜欢你的罪但神爱你
Even though God doesn't love your sin, He loves you.
所以神是明白你的感受。
God understands your feelings, what you think going through.
我们的父神不单只是怜悯我们的，他又是愿意安慰我们。
And our God does not only have mercy on us, but He also goes a step further and wants to have comfort, give us comfort.
他是赐各样安慰的神， and He is the God of comfort. 这个好能够发出怜慈悲的。
And that is actually giving out the mercies of God.
因为他明白你的感受，他知道你的处境。
Because he understands what you're feeling, he knows what you're going through.
他能够主动来安慰你。
So he can come and comfort you.
好多时我们面对困难，我们会觉得需要别人了解来安慰。
And so often when we're going through difficulties, you know, we want somebody else to be able to understand us, right? That they can come and know what we're going through.
但别人未必明白。
But other people may not understand.
他可能要尽量了解。
Maybe they try to understand,
但他不是你的。
But they're not you.
他没办法去入到你的处境里面，经历你经历过的事。
There's no way that another person can step into your shoes and experience everything that you've experienced.
但我们希望起码有个人聆听我们，是不是？
But we hope that maybe somebody could listen.
希望有人可以是尽量去明白我。
And we hope that somebody could, you know, take the effort to understand what I'm going through.
就算有人真的聆听你、了解你，都不同神。
And even if somebody does understand you and listens to you, it's not like God.
神不单只是能够了解、明白，他就可以更加厉害，可以很深入，帮你拿走你的心里面的苦难，帮你拿走你心里面的内疚。
God not only understands and he goes a step further, he can take away the pain that's in your heart. He can take away the guilt that's in your heart.
他可以舒缓我们的内疚，舒缓我们心里面的压力。
And he can relieve the guilt, he can relieve the pressure that's built up inside.
所以神是能够来安慰，不单只是聆听，是主动赐平安。
So God, not only in his comfort does he listen, but he can give you peace.
神是给我们出人意外的平安。
And God gives us a peace that's beyond understanding.
他拿走你的内疚，给你平安。
He takes away your guilt and he gives you peace.
那当我们讲到这个安慰的时候呢，这个经文是用一个字，是讲安慰。
And when we talk about comfort, here in 2 Corinthians, it uses a word about comfort.
是一个很熟悉的希腊文的字。
And it's a very familiar Greek word, parakletos.
这个字呢，就是当耶稣说我要去带我派保卫师来到同你一起。
And that's the word that Jesus used when he says, I'm going, but I'm going to send you a comforter.
是 Paracletus, 是保卫师，是圣灵。
And that is our comforter, the Holy Spirit.
他是来到我们的身边、旁边、扶持、支持我们。
And the Holy Spirit comes alongside us, and he's a help, he's a support to us.
在圣经里面讲到Paracletus, 是讲59次。
The word Paracletus is in the Bible 59 times.
在哥林多后书出现29次。
But it appears here in 2 Corinthians 29 of the 59 times.
是很多，是不是？是一至五节已经出现十次。
And from verse 1 to 5, it already comes up in different forms of verb or noun forms. It comes up 10 times.
在这个哥林多后书，神就告诉我们，他想安慰你。
And so here in 2 Corinthians, you can be assured, God is saying, I want to comfort you. 神怎样安慰我们，是用祂的圣灵来安慰。And so how does God comfort us? He gives us His Holy Spirit to comfort us.
那如果讲到安慰呢，就是英文我们用一个字 comfort。
You talk about, you know, what is comfort?
可以是动词，可以是名词。It can be a noun, it can be a verb. 可能会觉得你想一想，什么叫安慰？
Why don't you just think for a minute, what is comfort?
是不是舒适的感觉？脱离或者减少痛苦的感觉？
Is it having a pleasant feeling or being relaxed and free of pain?
是不是伤心之后心情好转的感觉？
Is it feeling better after feeling sad?
是不是舒适舒服是得到安慰？
And so your comfort is, you know, having a change of your feelings and feeling relief.
是不是悲哀是有或者痛苦是令到人得到盼望？
Or as a verb, maybe it's to give hope and help in a time of grief and pain.
安慰表示是减少别人的悲伤，使他有得到力量、盼望。
And so it's to lessen somebody's grief or distress by giving strength and hope and restoring a cheerful outlook.
So, 当耶稣来安慰我们的时候，他是建立、支持、鼓励和开解。
And so when Jesus comes to comfort you, he's strengthening you, he's supporting you, and he's giving consolation.
你需不需要神的安慰? Do you need God's comfort today? 神的安慰是很重要的。保罗在这里分享安慰呢，他不单只是一个舒服的舒适的感觉。
And what Paul's talking about the comfort of God has to give us, it's not just this feeling of contentment.
他是神安慰我们， 是鼓励我们， 是帮助我们， 是勉励我们。
And so when Jesus comes to comfort, he's encouraging, he's helping, and he's exhorting you.
耶稣来是叫我们发酸的腿可以有力继续奔跑挺起来。
When Jesus comes to comfort you, he takes the weak knees and he gives them strength so you can keep going on.
耶稣是建立灰心的灵，是可以面对困难。
And Jesus comes and sustains the sagging spirits so that one faces troubles in life, they have unending resolve and unending assurance.
神就安慰我们的神。
So God is a God of comfort.
神明白我们，他知道怎样安慰人。
God understands you, he knows how to comfort you.
神就想支持你，建立你，鼓励你，给你盼望。
And God wants to sustain you, to build you up, and to give you hope.
你需不需要盼望？
Do you need hope today?
神是赐安慰的神。
God is a God of hope and comfort.
第四节， look at verse 4. 我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God.
神是慈悲，发慈悲的神。
So God is the Father of mercies,
是安慰我们的神， the God of comfort. 祂知道我们的困难，
He knows our difficulties.
祂明白我们的痛苦，
He understands our pain.
他就知道你所遭遇的事，
and he knows what you're going through.
感谢主，他可以安慰你。
And praise God, he knows how to comfort you.
这个经文说，在一切患难中，神有办法安慰你。
And here it says that in all our tribulation, he knows how to comfort you.
一切的患难中，
in all of your trouble,
无论你的经历是怎样，神知道怎样安慰。
So no matter what your trouble is, your difficulty is, God knows how to help it, how to comfort you.
那圣经里边希腊文有十个唔同嘅字讲患难、痛苦。
There are 10 different Greek words that talk about trouble and pain, suffering.
哥林多后书用五个。
5 of those Greek words appear in the book of 2 Corinthians.
其中一个最普遍嘅讲受苦嘅字眼是 Philippus.
And the most common word for talking about suffering or pain is Philippus.
这个字在圣经里面是翻译了不同的字眼。
And it can be translated in different ways in the Bible.
例如这个字已经 是第二章第四节翻译是痛苦。
And so in chapter 2 verse 4, it's translated affliction.
在第一章第四节是患难。
And in chapter 1 verse 4, it's tribulation.
在第一章第八节是苦难。
And in chapter 1 verse 8, it's trouble.
你有没有苦难？有没有患难？有没有痛苦？
Do you have affliction? Do you have tribulation? Do you have trouble?
我想我们个都有，是吗？
I think we all have.
所以当我们是遇到一切的患难的时候，是很广泛，是什么困难都有。
And so when it's talking about an all tribulation, it's talking about all different situations of different problems that you're going to face.
在你的事情，神知道怎样安慰你。
And in all of these different situations, God knows how to comfort you.
因为他知道你的经历，他知道你的事。
Because he knows what you're going through, he understands.
那有时我想到神怎么知道。
And sometimes I think, how does God know?
那我很简单。我有个经文我觉得是真的很给我安慰。
And I think there's a scripture that gives me a lot of hope and a lot of comfort.
希伯来书第四章十四节到十六节。
And in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 to 16.
这个经文就是告诉我耶稣为什么会知道怎样安慰我。
And this passage tells me why Jesus is able to comfort us and understand what we're going through.
希伯来书第四章十四节到十六节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 to 16.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当知定
Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样。只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤、蒙恩惠。
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in help to help in time of need. I think this passage comforts me. Because Jesus knows what you're going through because he went through it.
耶稣就经历过人可以经历的事情，他都是承受到这些压力，但他没有犯罪。
And Jesus went through what man can go through, and he went through the pressure and the pain, and he did not sin.
你说是不是啊？是不是耶稣真的经历过？耶稣经历过什么啊？他明白我吗？
You say, oh yeah, sure, right. What did Jesus, how can he understand? He didn't go through it.
你想想耶稣经历过什么啊？
Think about what Jesus went through.
他父母有没有钱啊？
Did his parents have any money?
穷到呢，出世没地方，在个马棚出世，都没有 BB 床，在马槽。
Think of how poor his parents were. When he was born, he wasn't even born in a house. He was in a stable, put in a feeding trough. 可以话系露宿者。In other words, Jesus was a street sleeper. 佢 BB 嘅时候，有人想追杀佢、屠杀佢。When he was a baby, they wanted to kill him. 请问有几多个人你 BB 嘅时候，人哋想杀你嘅？How many of you were people trying to kill you when you were a baby? 没有啊，佢未够三岁嘅时候已经要逃难去埃及做难民啦。He was not even 3 years old and he had to escape as a refugee, escape into Egypt. 而家叙利亚好多人逃难去到欧洲系难民，耶稣亦经历过咩叫难民。Now many people from Syria are escaping into Europe as refugees. Jesus understands what it is to be a refugee. 想杀他的人死了之后，他长大了一段时间，回到自己家乡。And the man that was trying to kill him finally passed away and they were able to come back to their own land. 圣经记载耶稣12岁有爸爸在身边之后，他出来侍奉没有爸爸。And the Bible tells us that when he was 12, his father was with him, but after that, we don't have any record of his father. So, 肯定他爸爸由12岁到耶稣出来侍奉30岁期间，他爸爸死了。And so you can see that from the time that Jesus was 12 until he was 30, somewhere in that period, his father passed away. 耶稣有孤单， Jesus is lonely. He was hungry, he was tired. 你有没有试过他没有犯过错事，无辜被人拉坐监？He was innocent. Did you ever experience this? He was without sin and he was arrested and thrown into prison. 假证供指证他的罪，判他死刑。And by false testimony and witness, sentenced him to death. 他被人杀害的时候，被人遗弃，被人逼迫，被人藐视。And while he was being crucified on the cross, dying, he was being harassed, he was being abused, he was being tormented. 你有没有受过这些冤屈啊？苦衷啊？ Have you had any of these experiences?This kind of pressure? 耶稣知道咩叫痛苦。Jesus knows what it is to be in pain. 他明白你的感受。He understands. 他是受鞭伤，他是被钉十字架。He was whipped, he was crucified. 但是他没有犯罪。But he never sinned.所以他明白你所经历的事，他明白。So what you are going through, he understands. 因为他都有经历的。Because he had the same experiences. 因为耶稣明白他可以有同理心感受你的感受。And because he understands, he can empathize with you. He can know what you're going through. 我感谢主，耶稣愿意为我们担这些的事，他愿意安慰我们。Praise God that Jesus is willing to experience all this and he can come and comfort us.
过不多教会的人受保罗的书信，心里面很难过。
The Corinthians received Paul's first letter and they became sad. 有些悔改，有些愿意改变，有些认真处理问题。Some of them repented, some of them were willing to change from what they were doing and really seriously face the issues.
悔改的时候有眼泪。
And as they repented, they have tears.
所以在难过的时候，保罗就写信，要安慰鼓励他，说你不用难过了。你悔改，耶稣宽恕，是继续向前了。
And so what Paul is saying is, okay, you've repented, you've put it behind you, God's forgiven it, move on. You don't have to stay in the pain and keep brooding over it.
我经历过耶稣的安慰。
I've experienced God's comfort. 我知道是很真实, and I know it's true. 我家人有离开世界。I've had family members pass away.我有爸爸破产， my father is bankrupt. 有嚴重的身體疾病 having severe physical illness 有長期健康的擔子 having long term prolonged illness and the pressure from that 有讀書困難的 having troubled studying 在種種的事情我都經歷過神的安慰 and in all these things I have experienced God's comfort当我们经历神的真实的安慰知道很宝贵是吗 And when God comes and truly comforts your heart, it's so peaceful and so wonderful, isn't it? 神给的平安是真实 And the peace that God gives is so true. 是没人能够了解 Nobody can understand that peace that God gives you. 我们看第四节 Look back at verse 4. Gondo Hausu Yetjung, they say, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Joy, Angomun, Joy, Yetzaiwan, and Jong, Tato, Onway, Omun, Gil, Omun, Nung, Yung, Sun, Sot, Sid, Onway, Hoy, Onway, Nah, Joe, Got, Yung, Wan, and Yan. Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. I think that's so true and also so amazing. 我们遭到患难未必是神的计划未必是祂的意思 When we face tribulations and trouble, it may not necessarily be God's plan or God's desire. 有时我们自己做错事是吗 Sometimes we make mistakes ourselves, right? 有时我们自己拿来 Sometimes it's our fault, right? 有时一啲事发生，唔知道边个做出嚟。And sometimes things just happen, right? 但系无论系点样都好，唔好争拗呢个问题。But no matter what happens, don't worry about that. 呢个经文有一个好真实嘅教导俾你。This passage has a very important truth to give you. 神可以将你所遭遇嘅事情扭转。成为一个化妆的祝福。God can take all the situations that you encounter in your life and He can turn them around to make them a blessing in disguise. 你知唔知？无论你遭遇啲乜嘢事，当你信靠神，得到神嘅安慰，神可以将佢扭转成为一个化妆嘅祝福。No matter what you have experienced in life, God can take it and turn it around and make it a blessing in disguise. 因为你得到神的安慰，得到神的怜悯，你就得到盼望，可以继续面对。Because when you receive the comfort of God, when you receive His mercies of God, then you have the strength and the hope to continue going on. 我们相信神是安慰是给我们有力量可以去安慰别人 And I believe when God gives us that comfort He gives us the strength that we can from our experience go and comfort other people 你信不信呢你所经历的事神想使用你的经历是帮到其他人 Do you believe this? That the things that you're experiencing, God wants to use those experiences in your life to be a blessing to somebody else. That you can help somebody else. 可能你经历的时候很痛苦很黑暗不知道有什么出路但是经历过之后你得到神的帮助神可以用得着你生命鼓励帮助其他人 Maybe while you're going through it it's painful, it's dark, there's no way out but after you've gone through the tunnel and you come out and God's blessed you God's helped you, He can use you to help other people going through the same thing 所以我们的教会里面 是鼓励大家是彼此分享因为你的经历可能会帮到第二个人第二个人的经历是帮到你 So we encourage you to fellowship because maybe your experience is going to help somebody else and somebody else's experience is going to help you 我们彼此帮助彼此服侍彼此安慰 And as we help each other encourage each other comfort each other then we can bless each other最能够明白别人的人呢就是有同一个的感受经历是不是 And those who are the greatest help to other people are those who have been through a similar experience.
Alright?
If you haven't experienced an abortion, it's maybe you don't understand what a mother going through an abortion, having an abortion went through. And if you haven't been through a divorce, or your parents haven't been through a divorce, maybe you don't understand what somebody going through a divorce is going through. And maybe you have never had a prolonged sickness that you've had to face, and maybe you don't understand what somebody that's sick is going through. But when other people have gone through those experiences and they've received help from God, they can become the encouragement and the hope for those others that are going through the same thing. God wants to use you to become a blessing to others. And to use your painful experiences to be a blessing to those others in need. And so those who have similar experiences and walk along the same path, they're much easier to help those facing the same difficulty. But there are some people that cannot experience God's comfort. Because they don't want to be comforted by other people. They just crawl up into a shell and they don't want to express themselves to others and they don't want to open up to anybody. Because they're afraid if I open up, you know, then I'm going to expose myself and I'm going to be vulnerable and I can get hurt. And so I just keep it in. And so I don't listen to other people's problems and I don't let other people know my problems. And because of that, you never get encouragement, you never get comfort. It may be because of pride and you're not willing to put down your guard and let somebody else come and comfort you, you cannot receive the comfort of God because God wants to comfort you through that other person. We need to learn how to humbly put ourselves down, put our pride away. And let God work in our life. Look at verse 5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. And here it says, you know, sufferings, another word in Greek for pain or problems. But this suffering is also, this word is also applied to the sufferings of Christ. And so it says the sufferings of Christ. Sometimes we have pain because we make a mistake. And sometimes you have pain because you, I don't know why, but life is like that, right? But sometimes we have suffering because of Christ. 保罗就是为基督的缘故受苦 and Paul was suffering because of Christ. 他被人逼迫，被人是毁谤 and he was being persecuted, he was being blamed falsely and all that stuff because of Christ. 无论是什么原因，耶稣都是可以安慰。No matter what the reason, God can comfort. 我们依靠神，神就在一切患难中可以安慰我们。And as we trust in God in all of our difficulties, we can still receive grace from God. 我们要让耶稣的爱，耶稣的平安在我们心里面。We need to let the love and peace of God in our hearts. 所以神未必拿走你的困难，但是他一定在困难里面给你力量面对。And God may not necessarily take away the pain that you're going through, but He will give you the strength to handle the difficulty you have to face. 有些人以为呢，受苦是一个意外或者偶然。Some people think that, you know, thank you, Kyle. Some people think that, you know, trouble is an accident, or it wasn't supposed to happen.我们基督徒不应该这么想 But as Christians, we should never think of that. 我们基督徒应该觉得一切所发生在我身上是神给我机会去荣耀祂。As Christians, we should have this attitude that whatever happens to me in my life, it's an opportunity for God, a divine appointment that I can glorify God. 你会不会这么想、哎、今天撞车感谢主可以荣耀你。You know, oh, I get in an accident today. Oh, praise God, it's an opportunity to witness for Jesus. 有没有想过你所经历的事是神给你机会可以为荣耀主？ Have you ever thought of that? That everything that happens to you, God gives you an opportunity that you can glorify God. 那人家面对苦难呢，通常有三个想法。As people face difficulties, there's usually three different attitudes that they might have. 第一，可能会觉得命运安排。At first, they might think it's fate, chance. 那要是命运安排呢？冇计啊！边个可以改变命运呢 ？And if it's just by fate, who can change their fate? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Say, sirrah, sirrah. Whatever will be, will be. Yeah. 命运注定啊嘛。冇计。第二个，自己控制一切，我掂，我靠自己，我乜都得。The second attitude might be, it's I can control it, I can control everything myself, any situation that happens, I've got it under control. 跟住有啲事发生，你系冇办法控制，冇办法处理，点算啊 ？And then some things happen that there's no way that you can control it, no way you can handle it. What are you going to do?太多嘢我哋冇办法自己处理，系咪 ？There's too many things that it's out of our control. 第三个睇法，心态 ，the third attitude that people have， 神掌管 ，it's in God's control. 那如果我哋基督徒，我哋相信系神掌管，我哋有盼望。And as Christians, if we believe it's in God's control, then we have hope.因为神爱我们 because God loves us. 神是愿意掌管我们生命，我们生命所发生的事神知道的。 And as God is in control of our life, He knows what's going on. He knows what's good for you. 祂知道对你什么好，对你什么不好，祂知道怎样帮你。 And He knows what's good and what's not good for you, and He knows how to help you. 所以如果所发生的事你说感谢主神掌管。 And so whatever happens, you say praise God, God's in control.唔使騰曬雞，唔使擔心到死。You don't need to get all flustered and out of and say, "Oh, what's going to happen?" You know. 我哋可以讓神嘅平安掌管我哋心。And then you can let the peace of God rule in your heart. 你睇哥羅西書第三章十五節。Look at Colossians chapter 3 verse 15. 哥羅西書第三章十五節。 西書三章十五節 For Colossians chapter 3 verse 15又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
修订版圣经或者新译本，你隔篱双排版嗰个新译本，可能话你们要让基督所赐的和平在你们心里作王。
Let the peace of God rule in your hearts。
你今日会唔会让基督嘅平安喺你心里边作王
？Are you letting the peace of God rule in your heart？
但有些事发生就腾世界说哎呀担心死啊惨啊可怜啊
Or when something happens you say Oh I'm so afraid I'm confused Oh this is terrible man、
yeah. 你是不是真的是有这个平安有这个肯定但是有恐惧
Do you have that peace or do you have fear
有些人让恐惧居住作王在心
Some people are letting fear rule in their hearts today.
有些人是让担忧在心里边作王。
Others are letting worry, anxiety rule in their heart.
有些人用混乱。Some may be allowing confusion rule in your heart. 圣经叫我们让神的平安在心里边作王。
But the Bible tells you, let the peace of God rule in your heart.
神的平安可以管住你心，俾你平安，俾你力量面对。
And the peace of God can give you strength, it can give you the power to go on and face this difficulty.
无论今日你面对咩困难痛苦，让耶稣的平安在你心里边作王。
No matter what you're going through, whatever difficulty you're going through today, can you let the peace of God rule in your heart?
我们看最后两节经文 Let's look at the last two verses 第六和第七
Verse 6 and verse 7
哥林多后书第一章第六节第七节
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 6 and 7
我们受患难呢是为叫你们得安慰得拯救我们得安慰呢也是为叫你们得安慰这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, you also will be partakers of the consolation.
保罗给我们一个很清楚的信息。
Paul gives us a clear teaching here.
神的安慰是能够令到你忍受苦楚。
That the comfort of God makes it possible for you to endure steadfast in sufferings.
我们得到神的安慰有盼望。
As we receive the comfort of God, we have hope.
我们有平安 we have peace.在困难中这个平安这个盼望令到我们能够忍受下去
And this hope and this peace in suffering gives us the ability to be steadfast to continue on
可能你困难你只要靠神神要拿走它我要这个患难消失
Maybe you just pray and say Lord take it away I don't want this pain anymore I want it gone
好多事我们有病我们说神啊医治我我要立刻医治
And maybe you're sick and you say Lord heal me I want an instant healing
或者你是有这些
痛苦的时候，神啊，我求你俾我有脱离痛苦。And maybe you're praying and saying, Lord, I want you to take away all my pain.
但事实上，无数的基督徒带住有痛苦的身体、疾病的身体过一生一世。
But in reality, there are many Christians who go through life, a whole life, with physical illness and pain and suffering.
痛苦就是人生的一部分。Pain and suffering is part of life. 我相信神医治疾病，拿走痛苦就是好的。
I believe that if God heals sickness and takes away suffering, that's great, awesome, yeah.
但我亦都相信，如果神俾你能力，能够忍受落去，能够喺呢个困难里边继续坚持落去，呢个更大嘅神迹。
But I also believe if God gives you the ability to be steadfast and continue on, even in the middle of the trial, even in the middle of the suffering, that's a greater miracle.
最大嘅神迹就系神俾我哋力量可以忍受苦难苦楚。
I think the biggest miracle that you could ever experience is God giving you the ability to be steadfast and to stand firm and continue on in the midst of trials.
受患难可以得到安慰。
You're in troubles, you can be comforted.
可以得到拯救。
And you can receive salvation.
上个月有个音乐会敬拜培灵会。
Last month there was a worship event, worship revival meeting.
那个主题叫喜乐是一个选择。
And the theme of the event was joy is a choice.
那个乐队就邀请师母在澳门在香港分享见证。
And the worship band invited Kitty to share her testimony in Macau and in Hong Kong.
点解要佢分享？
And why did they want Kitty to share?
因为二十几年系夜晚瞓唔着觉。
Because for over 20 years she hasn't been able to sleep.
佢有二十多年完全没睡过觉。
And there is for over 20 years she never slept at all.
那是因为腰骨，因为盘骨，身体的疾病。
Because of her physical illness, her pain in her back, her pelvis, different symptoms.
她六七年前终于神就捉到她的心，给她开始有些想睡觉的感觉。
Maybe 7 years ago, the Lord touched her and gave her the ability that she started to have at least the desire to sleep.
跟住之后呢，有啲晚上就会瞓三四个钟，但大部分嘅时间都系冇咁多。
And maybe some nights she'll be able to sleep now 3 or 4 hours a night, but many times not.
今朝我八点叫佢起身，佢话我啱先瞓觉。
This morning I woke her up at 8 o'clock and she said I just started falling asleep.
成晚都冇瞓系咪？
And all night she didn't sleep.
但我哋见到佢过去二十几年，神冇攞走呢个痛苦，但神俾佢平安。
But we see that in over 20 years, God has not taken away the pain, but He's giving her this grace to go on.
俾佢有恩典去继续坚持下去，
and given her the ability to, and the grace to continue serving.
佢又大家认识佢，有冇投诉，有冇埋怨？
And everybody that knows her, does she ever complain? Does she ever murmur?
佢有冇发脾气？哎，我瞓唔到觉啊，冇骚扰啊。Does she ever say, "I didn't sleep, don't bother me"? 冇啊，佢喜乐系一个选择。
Because joy is a choice.
个困难喺度嘅，但神嘅恩典都喺度嘅。你选择要神嘅恩典，但选择要埋怨。
And so God's joy, God's grace is there. The trouble is there, but you can choose. Are you going to focus on the trouble, or are you going to receive God's grace?
主没应许我们天色上蓝.
God never promised that the sky would be blue every day.
但神应许你遇到困难，他会同你一齐.
But he promises that in every situation you encounter in trouble, he's going to go with you.
耶稣受过苦，我们跟随耶稣都要受苦.
Jesus suffered, and those of us that follow Jesus, we're going to suffer too.
但我们是有神的安慰.
But we can have the comfort of God.
哥林多后书是一个宝贵的书.
2 Corinthians is an awesome book.
是给我们很多的教导，是怎样仰望主在困难当中.
And it gives us so much teaching on how to look to the Lord when we're in trouble.
求神帮我们，被力量我们.
May the Lord help us and give us strength.
今日, 我不知道你面对什么困难.
I don't know what trouble you're going through today.
但我相信我们可以仰望主, 将我们的困难讲给耶稣听.
But I believe that we can look to the Lord and we can give Him, turn our troubles over to Him.
我们可以靠耶稣加入我们的环境当中.
And we can ask God to come into our situation.
我们可以靠神给我们的力量，可以忍受下去.
And we can ask God to give us the strength to continue steadfast, trusting Him.
我们一起祈祷.
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你今日我们看到你的话语，你是发慈悲的父，赐安慰的神，将我们需要你的安慰，需要你的慈悲，需要你的同在。
我们在这个时候要将我们的困难交给你.
我们恳求耶稣拿走我们的困难, 恳求耶稣取消这个痛苦, 恳求耶稣医治我们需要医治的弟兄姊妹, 恳求主耶稣在我们当中做神迹.
但主耶稣，我们都求你，在你未医治之前，你未拿走这个困难之前，求主耶稣给我们力量，给我们恩典，给我们安慰，让我们得到你的平安，让我们可以有基督的平安在我们心里作王。
所以主耶稣，我们恳求你在这个时候再一次来安慰我们的每一位弟兄姊妹，恳求主耶稣在这个时候有你的圣灵保惠师来到抹干我们的眼泪，给我们有盼望可以继续向前走，可以有力量面对这个事情，几复杂都好，几困难都好, 我们相信主耶稣你有办法，所以我们仰望主耶稣，恳求你做事，我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，
Amen. 我相信如果你刚才跟我一起祈祷，神是信实的。 I believe if you just prayed and gave your troubles up to Jesus right now, God is faithful.
我们不是凭感觉,
we don't go by feelings.
或者你没有这个感觉,
maybe you don't have a feeling that anything's different.
但我相信神是做工,
but I believe that God does miracles.
你仰望主耶稣,
keep looking to Jesus.
得到耶稣每一日的恩典,
and receive grace from Jesus daily.
愿神祝福你, 默祷之后散会.
And may the Lord bless you, and we can close after we have a short silent meditation.